This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
97.3 Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And Big Brother's on tonight. Previously on Big Brother. Alice wants to get you in on the happy hauntings at the Disneyland Resort. That's right. It's Halloween time, you guys. Sing!
Sing!
Halloween time's back now through October 31st. Right now, if you're calling 97-800-400-3697, you instantly win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day Disneyland tickets, resort tickets. It's amazing! You just win them! Just like that! You and the whole family going to Disneyland! We've got these tickets all day, 9, noon, and 5. Listen for your chance to be calling 97. Our new intern, Anthony, is getting the phones, counting to 97. Call now, 800-400-3697. Poor Ariel. She had to give up her voice to get legs.
She didn't have to. She had a pretty good life where she was.
Yeah. But, you know, she was a rebellious teenager.
Okay.
And her dad was saying no, so she said yes.
Right.
You have that to look forward to.
So how'd it turn out in the end?
Well, it's a Disney story, so we're not going to spoil it.
Come on.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil
it. Don't
worry. You haven't seen The Little Mermaid?
You know what?
Yeah, great, kids.
You'd love it. You would love it.
There's
the music in that is so excellent.
I know you guys always talk about
it,
but I really, there's so many Disney things that I haven't seen and just...
The sing, keep singing thing?
Mm-hmm. They do. So surprising.
Sing for me! Keep singing!
That's right, Ursula. I'm going to give up my voice for you.
Well, mainly for a dude.
Well, for a dude, right?
Stupid.
Yeah. She gets legs. She gets legs out of the deal. Change your voice for some legs? All right, I'll do it.
I don't know. Being a mermaid seems to be all my kid wants.
Oh.
Like, she's so into it.
Right.
She just
How fun would that be? Imagine being able to live under the sea. Come on.
Monotail fins.
Those scallop shells for bralettes.
Well, that's, we don't, she's five.
Well, you gotta wear the outfit.
She got a mono fin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, you put it on your feet and you kick like a...
a dolphin, like a mermaid.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great core workout, right?
Sure.
I'm not into it. I actually don't feel like that's a smart thing to have strapped to you, but...
It does seem like you should be able to separate your feet, you know, in the water.
But she's super into it. Mm. Like, so into it, she couldn't get to a pool and was in the bathtub because she had to try them right now. So into it.
I'll bet you that was a mess.
It was. Mm. You're right. But sometimes you just go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, well, let's not get into the problem. All the problem is.
We will. Whatever you want. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of new after-school time.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure out how to fill it right now.
Yeah.
Piano lessons start Monday.
Oh, great. Wow. Oh, good. Good, good, good. That'll be fun.
Oh, man.
You had a little keyboard set up at the house for her to practice
on? We're going
to
get that as soon as she has her first lesson and walks out and says, I like it. Because if she walks out and says, I don't like it.
Yeah, the $1,200 keyboard.
Well, there's no $1,200 keyboard. That's not happening.
Well, you should get her like a full-size keyboard.
How many lessons are you going to let her, like maybe two or three before you go, okay, fine.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how she responds to it.
Supposed to practice half hour a day.
Right.
Oh, Moonlight Sonata. I learned that one.
Oh, you recognize that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please, I took 15 years of piano. Let's have some amazing amount.
15
I don't
years?
Know. Probably not. Probably 5 years total. But yeah, you have to learn.
Oh, so that's where you learned music, was piano lessons.
Well, in music theory. I mean, I definitely took.
You took music theory classes?
Yeah.
Where?
At high school.
In high school?
I did. In fact, I took, I think, 3 years of it.
Oh, wow.
How is this new?
Well, I don't know. I thought you just picked it up hanging around John. I don't know.
No. I mean, I definitely, that was when I was like, I could just do this. This would be fun. That was when I was going to be a rock star, Vinny.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I mean, I sang in choruses.
Well, that makes a lot more sense that this isn't stuff you picked up hanging around.
I'm band still no
boys.
Good at any instruments.
Well,
don't get me wrong.
Because theory is, so you do.
Sure, I took ear training
it's
and sight reading and all. I mean, it's,
in high school, huh?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Cool.
Well, they don't have that kind of crap anymore with budget cuts.
I didn't
right.
have that.
You know?
No,
oh, you didn't
I didn't
that?
Either.
Oh. No, it was, well, you know, the thing is, I was always a band geek, whether I was in the color guard or in the chorus, you know, always in the drama club. Oh. So I took all the nerdy things. And I'm glad I did now, you know.
Sure. Well, it's something to know. But even sometimes discussions, especially between you two, I've started to understand them because I went and took some music theory of my own. But as you guys have discussions, I'm sure there are people listening going, what the hell are these two talking about?
Right. Well, if you took any instruments, you have a basic knowledge of how reading music works. I mean,
yeah,
and most kids get forced to take something.
I know, but we talked about that before, like with TJ. He was in here, you know,
Tom,
from the Doobie
Tom
Brothers.
Tom Johnston,
right.
Your friend TJ.
TJ!
Yeah.
TJ!
And even he said, I had to quit that clarinet. That
yeah.
sucked. And yeah. I took clarinet. That was the one I didn't say saxophone fast enough.
Right. Someone had said it ahead of you. That was it.
And there I am on a clarinet.
By the time they got to the H's and they were picking their instruments, you were left with the clarinet.
Building up this janky thing. It has no curves in it. It's straight.
It's cool,
I don't
though,
want that.
Actually.
No, it's not
sure
cool.
Sure it is. Oh,
oh
my
no,
God.
It's not.
It's a great jazz
okay.
instrument.
It's cooler than the flute.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
But it's not cool.
Although I will say this. You know, you watch those old Jethro Tull videos and that dude is wailing on the flute. He's
amazing.
Let me
tell you something about
and
that.
And on Stairway to Heaven, flute. There's flute on that.
If you
cool
look
things.
Behind the lead singer of Jethro Tull as he's wailing away on that flute, there's a guitar player with double middle fingers behind his back going, that's my part!
Play me some Aqualung with the flute. Like, get me like a wailing flute solo from
whatever
Jethro
that guitar
Tull.
Player's name is, he's a saint for giving up his solos and letting the flute player do them.
Yeah, well, it was the singer.
Right.
You know.
So he had to.
Yeah.
He was held hostage.
Yeah. The guy's name is not Jethro either, by the way.
Right. It's Ian something is the lead singer. Ian, I can't think of it. This guy.
Oh. Oh, yeah. He's so crazy. Now, come on. That's some cool flute.
No. Every...
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a guitar player going, I'm plugged in. I can do this.
He's singing at the same time. Hear him?
Stop liking it.
I like it.
Don't like it.
Oh my God.
It.
Actually, one of my favorite things to do sometimes is to watch old Jethro Tull live videos. The dude is insane. And he pretends he's snorting coke off everything.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah. He's like a...
Well, he probably
like a whirling
was
dervish.
All coked
oh,
up,
I'm sure
too.
He was. It was the 70s, right? When are you going to see that? Only with Jethro Tull.
Right.
Now find like a cool clarinet thing. Show Vinny.
No,
been a cool
don't
clarinet
show me.
Guy.
I don't want to. No.
Guy's
anyway,
going crazy.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697?
Oh, have
because
we not even gotten to those
that
yet?
Is our text number.
Oh. We're back to the piano lessons. Back to Moonlight Sonata. Oh, so pretty. It'd be so nice if your daughter learns to play piano and... Maybe she has it in her, you know? Some people, they're naturals. They start to understand.
Well, you know what? I'll be able to help her a little bit because I think that that's one of the problems I had. No one could talk that language right. to me. And so I just sat there by myself going, I'm confounded and
right.
I've got no help. And I left my lesson on, you know, you take a lesson on a Monday. By Wednesday, if you haven't
practiced,
stayed on that,
right.
you're like,
no, that'll be
I'm
good.
Lost.
You'll be able to say, look, here's how it works. Here's the time signature. Here's what the notes mean.
So we'll see.
Oh, we got some cool clarinet now?
Oh, dear Lord. Oh, Bryn.
Come on, find me a clarinet solo. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. Oh, dude, that's swinging. I love the sound of a clarinet, that woody sound. Come on, man. You could have been that guy. I still said the flute schooler.
You're not selling this.
That's pretty good.
You think you're selling this, but you're not.
Listen, he's got like a great jazz ensemble behind him. Listen to that bass. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, it's good. Good times.
Way to crash an audience. What's this guy's name? Let's never book him on again.
What is his name?
Evan Christopher.
Evan. Nice job, Evan Christopher.
Nice. Well, you know what, though? You know what's crazy? It doesn't even matter what the instrument is. When someone masters it and can do that, like, you telling me you're sitting there at some, you know, show and you see that happen, you're not like, oh, my God, I am soaking this in.
You know what I really liked? There's a lady in Tommy Igoe's band that plays a mean trombone.
Oh, my God, she's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought
of. Her name's Jen.
Scott, your English accent sucks.
Yes, Scott. It's a terrible accent. You should be ashamed of that accent. You clearly have issues with your accents. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Vinny gets annoyed by that. He does a pretty good English accent too, Vinny. Let's hear yours.
I'm a Scott fan, but I'm a huge Vincent fan, and I think you guys should stick to your plan of keeping him on Sarah's break only. Refer back to the big secret show argument a while back. That is the problem. Scott is, will, he will.
He just takes over.
No, he has these. Look, I love Scott.
I know.
And he's waited out his turn, and he's going to try to come back. But then he will, as soon as you give him a little rope, he'll have a meltdown, and we'll go, we let him do it to us again.
We do it to ourselves.
So,
it's
no,
true.
I'm not going to let him. Don't worry. He won't do that again. I will never let that happen again.
Well, good luck with that.
I'll handle it.
All right.
You'll handle
it,
actually.
Yeah, by you handling it, it's Yuzette. Yuzette?
Right.
Well, it was funny because Yuzette comes walking back into the room and she just looks at him and she goes, this is Vinny's break. Like, I listen. I don't know. Someone had his mic on. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Vinny, I get tired of you hearing trash homeless. None of us are trashing
homeless
people.
No one is trashing the homeless people.
The fact that we talk about it.
We all think it's a huge problem.
Does not mean we're trashing them.
No.
I wish that you would not see it that way. That's right. Really, I'd like to text you and say, stop seeing it that way. We're not trashing people.
We'd love to hear your solution for how to fix the
problem.
Yeah,
you solve it. Go ahead.
God, we're waiting for someone to solve it. We'd love to see it solved.
But I see quite a bit more of it than maybe you do, I guess, because I'm telling you, there's a major drug problem. They're finding any place they let these camps happen, they find tons of discarded needles. Mm-hmm. It's actually a major health
concern.
Hazard. And all of the bathrooms around these spots where they let them build camps end up filled with needles, too. Mm. It's for real. I'm not making that up.
And to think that there is 59,000 people on Skid Row in Los Angeles, that is too many homeless people. Something needs to be done. Now, someone do something. See how it works? Nobody knows what to do. If only.
Well, I certainly don't think that we're going to find affordable housing in the Bay Area. That's just
for sure.
I don't even affordable housing is going to be outrageous.
Well, and unfortunately, these are people who need to be where there are other people because they rely on the charity of others. It's not like you could build them a, you know, place out in the desert. They're not going there.
I am with you. 61 years old, still look pretty good. But when I have anyone over, I put on a bra.
Yeah.
That was an early discussion from today's show.
I was thinking about that earlier, like how much I'd love to just take this thing off. Mm. It's just humongous. It's like a contraption I have to wear.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I feel like it just makes them look bigger than they are, too. Like the cup has a shape to it. I don't like it.
Why are you so hostile?
I just hate it. Because you know why? I've been wrapped up in this thing since I was a kid. Every damn day. Damn day.
The woes of being a woman.
Yeah,
so,
there are many.
I believe there are, but having boobs doesn't seem like one of them.
Well, it is. Not for every woman, but.
Have you ever worn a cup before, Vin?
You mean a hard cup, like for protection?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I never have, so I don't know what that's like.
I'll tell you what
it's
like.
Is it very uncomfortable?
Yes, it's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
So most people who try on a hard cup, we'll switch to a soft one and risk the possible injury.
Has some padding.
The soft cup?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's padding and it's at least you can move in it. Mm. A hard cup is like unwearable.
Right. But if you're a hockey player, you got to get one of those.
I bet you they don't wear those.
Oh, they're crazy.
You think hockey players wear hard cups?
Well,
I bet they don't.
I bet if they've ever gotten hit in square.
Can you ask the internet if the hockey players, I mean, those are guys who take pucks to the face.
Well, that's why they wear those like shields
now. No, but most of them don't end up wearing the protection that they should. I'd wear a full face mask.
Oh, I know. Me too. Oh my God. And I bubble wrap myself first before I put all this right. stuff on.
They're supposed to wear them.
Hard cups?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I would.
I'm surprised to hear that.
I mean, just getting, you know, growing up playing hockey, like pucks are no joke. Oh. Even just like in the knee. You're like, oh my God. Thank God that wasn't my penis. Or my balls, whatever
That's
the
what
bad part
to
is.
Yourself?
Yeah, sure. You know, ooh, I better get a hard cup on. Put a hard cup on my knees too. I love hockey players with their no teeth and their.
It's gonna be fun seeing that guy on Survivor.
Yeah,
that used to
there's
play.
An ex NHL guy. Did we figure out what team he was on?
No, I never looked.
What's the name?
Someone actually also said that he did some broadcasting for the Sharks.
Oh. I wonder if he was a shark. That'd be interesting.
Going on a walk. I'll grab the half and half. All right. Thank you.
Oh, is that just someone?
I don't think they
texting the wrong Alice.
Bryn, the guy's name is Tom Laidlaw.
Whose name? That does sound like a familiar name. I don't know if I'm just crazy.
You're crazy.
I don't know.
You haven't watched enough hockey.
That's true. Well, when I was a kid, I did. But
he
is an older dude.
He would have to have been a Bruin.
He's 60.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He would have. Or a Ranger or something.
Canadian.
Or Gretzky. Oh, he was
he
a Canadian?
For the Canadians?
Which team he was on.
Oh, well.
Where do they say his hometown is? Is it? I assume it's somewhere in America?
Connecticut.
Oh.
Originally from Canada.
Oh, New York Rangers.
Oh, he's a Ranger. I'm telling you, the name sounds familiar. But actually, 60 is too young for me to have had that forced down my throat by my dad and my uncle. Channel 38, Boston, home of the Bruins. It will be fun to watch him, though. So he was, we still didn't find the team. He was a Canadian.
He said Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers. Oh, doy. You did just say that.
Yeah.
Early onset. Don't worry about it.
It's okay, human.
In 1994, I was a sophomore in high school. Two of my favorite albums came out that year, Green Day's Dookie and Weezer's Blue Album. 25 years later, who would have thought I would have a 14-year-old kid whose favorite bands are Green Day and Weezer?
So funny.
One of the first songs he learned to play on guitar was Weezer's Say It Ain't So.
That's
I can't
so,
wait to bring him
so
to
funny.
The Hella Mega Tour.
I know. That's going to be great. Say it ain't so, whoa, whoa, my love.
I'm not sure who's more excited, him or me. Thank you, Green Day and Weezer, for making such timeless music. Sorry, Fall Out Boy. I think I'm just too old for you.
Yeah, I think I might be too old for Fall Out Boy, too. Well, you said, didn't you go to that show and it was just all little girls?
It was little kids,
right.
Yeah, but it was huge. And I, like I said, I can't be sure, but I just don't. I think they miss you.
Yeah, oh, they for
but
sure
they have,
miss me.
Based on the bill and based on my previous guest to seeing the bill, I thought Fall Out Boy's bigger than Weezer.
Mm.
Like Weezer's had some hits, but they were
They were gone for 10 years,
right?
You know,
and even their albums weren't doing.
Yeah, I have no idea what they sold. I know Green Day sells.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
Huge.
And Fall Out Boy, for sure, just in the last few years when we've been doing the charts, you know, you see them.
Right.
I don't remember seeing that Weezer album in the top 200, were they? The one they did of covers.
Teal album.
Did it make it into
Actually,
the top 10?
Actually, that one is probably the thing
it's
that
so
they
good,
did best with. The one before that was red or something like that.
Well, they're all about the colors. And hold her tight. So happy together. They actually, what a weird selection of covers they did, too. It's so good. I like the Scrubs, too. You got that one ready?
I can.
Digga, 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 digga.
There you go.
Me loving
No love from me. Of his best friends, right? Try to holler at me.
You goofball.
I don't know if the Red album was the last one, but that one had Pork and Beans.
Oh, I love Pork and Beans. Put that on.
That song?
I love Weezer. I just think they're great.
Well, and you know, they're going to play early for you.
Which will be great. Although I'll have to sit through Fall Out Boy to get to Green Day.
And the new album, Van Weezer.
Yeah, so funny.
Well, and how about those guitar parts?
Dude, they're heavy.
Oh my God, look at how late we are.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hump day! I'm so happy when it's hump day. Because of Big Brother. Oh my God. I can't wait. I wish that Survivor was on three nights a week too. That would be fun. I love that show.
Yeah. I don't know. Huh. I have a feeling, I mean, as it is, when you see Survivor, and I'm a fan, but they show them sitting around in the tent quite a bit.
Yeah.
Just in the once a week.
You're right. I suppose that's they probably have so much downtime where they're just like wandering around on the beach that it must be difficult.
I'm sure that's the biggest part of it is being able to maintain mental competence.
Sanity, yeah. Right.
Through a lot of downtime.
Yeah, and they're starving to death too. I'm sure they spend a lot of time just talking about food. Like that's what all I'd be talking about. Be like, oh, remember corn on the cob?
Seems
God,
like
that's
torture.
So good.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good way.
I know, because at least in Big Brother, they're feeding them, you know, so they have the mental energy to continue in the game. I just love watching the people go crazy. And they always do. Just when you're cut off from the world for that long, you just become the real you.
Well, based on the text that we got this morning, there are surprises to come. So
I'm hopeful.
Sort of felt like it's inevitable. Mm. It sounds like that person was writing in to say, you're wrong.
There
are surprises to come, and they're tonight.
I hope. Well, I hope what they're saying is the thing that I want to happen.
Which is Tommy wins veto.
That is the thing I want to happen, so I'm hopeful. But please don't spoil it for us, because a lot of people do watch this live feed, and so they already know who won the veto competition. That'll be on tonight's show.
Oh, so I could look it up.
Please don't.
Why won't
you? You're going to. Don't do it.
I won't. I'm closing my thingy
now. Yeah, but you're going to open. That's easy to open. I mean,
right.
It's not like you're...
yep.
It's not like that's gone till tomorrow.
Anyway, Lexi's here. She's the best midday radio show host of all times, and she's going to...
Lexi Lou.
She's going to pick music and tell you stuff.
She's going to knock your socks off.
You're going to love it.
You're going to be rocking out with Alice all day. Hey, we'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a good one.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.